Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club House Podcast, brand new, just some fun we thought we would do and share with you at home. I'm here with Sean Brennan, our general manager of Lawrence.
That's me.
Jeremy Smith runs our social media. You talk to him in emails a lot. Also, both very funny people. Jeremy's on stage all the time. I've known Sean comedically for 20 plus years. Both really funny people. And basically, our manager meetings are a hoot and a holler, and we're like, let's record this, yeah. You know, get made. And so we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might not get behind every wall that you'd like to hear about just for, like, you know, respect purposes and stuff like that. But we're just going to talk. We're going to talk about the club.
We'll still find nooks and crannies.
We're going to talk about you, the customer.
Yeah.
Your behaviors and your emails, and we're just gonna talk about whatever.
Yeah.
So, hi, Sean. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi,
buddy.
Hi. Well, how was the week? What just happened this week? We had Best Selling in Kansas City. It was my kid's birthday. I wasn't able. We did like Stranger Things VR and pizza and slumber parties. Just kids screaming at the top of their lungs, like nonstop. There's no.
But it was at home. It wasn't like a Chuck E. Cheese.
The Stranger Things VR. No, yeah. It was at a place called Sandbox VR.
Oh God,
it's so much fun. There was a Stranger Things. It's with the helmets and the wristbands and it's for like sensors. It is so intense and so like immersive. It's awesome. It's really cool.
I love that we're still going to places to dissociate into devices. Like, that's a selling point now.
But
no, being at home, being on your screen is so bad. Come 30 minutes, pay $45, and you can
50.
Be on the screen
50
with people.
I was like, 45 seems low.
But it is your friends. You are all in the same world together.
Sure.
So, like, you...
So am I when I'm on my PlayStation Live. Like, you're still funny. In a headset.
Right.
That's all it is. It's just extra money video gaming. But it was Chuck E. Cheese. That's just play a video game for $5 and eat bad pizza.
Well, Showbiz was... I remember playing...
Oh, yeah.
The Mario Arcade on Showbiz Pizza. At Showbiz Pizza before it came out on Nintendo. Like
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the four player
Teenage
for sure.
Ninja Turtles, yeah. Turtles in Time.
Yes.
Which ended up becoming the second Turtles arcade, which was when that got released on Nintendo, it was the best. The best.
And the Simpsons game. I played a shit
Simpsons
ton
game
of the
is
Simpsons.
Great too. All those side scrolling beat 'em ups like that.
Yeah.
Were my favorite.
Or you're just trying to figure out how to cheat the games.
Yeah.
Like just you stand up there, I'll hand the skee balls to you, and you drop them in the 100.
I can't reach 100. It's 10.
Hold his ankles. Hold his ankles.
Back exactly when you can actually get decent things for the tickets, now it's like you can get like a million tickets for a PlayStation 5, but you spend like $700,000 doing
it.
Yeah,
you win five tickets a game.
So how was Lawrence this weekend?
Lawrence was great. It was Mike. Mike did great as always.
Mike Baldwin.
It.
Yeah, we had a headliner change.
It was our first one too. It was the first time we had to deal with that. It went really well. We handled that very professionally and quickly. You cannot account for user error.
So we go above and beyond.
Yeah.
When we had to reschedule George Lopez. I mean, you're talking over 1,000 people, and we have to do it the morning of the show.
You both called me at 8:30 in the morning, and we're like, we're going to be here
all day. So we could have just sent the email and let people show up and dealt with that energy and that karma and whatever. We send the email at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, and then... Three or four of us were calling people all day.
Yep.
We each took a show list because we don't want there to be that moment. We don't want people showing up angry.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right? We started from, we moved everybody over. We start that weekend from scratch, right?
Yeah.
And then so we call everybody and we tell them, hey, this is your new showtime. Some people ask for refunds. Most people were just cool.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't want people. So this weekend, we send an email out. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not nearly 1,000 people.
Correct.
And
it's not George Lopez. You're not selling out six shows.
Yeah.
It was like not nearly 100 people.
And the email's fine in that situation.
Yeah, and the email, the George Lopez was because of the time constraint. We know a lot of people wouldn't check their emails. That's what Bronger we sent
those
out.
Those are also like $70, $65. Yeah, sure. But yes. The price is the customer experience, right. But in an email, there is a show. And
70 of those people knew going in that it had changed.
It was all but a couple.
Yeah. And what was hilarious was every time they'd be like, this is ridiculous. You changed the comic without telling me, and now I'm just supposed to pay for this. Well, we sent an email to the email that you put for your tickets. Well, I don't think that you sent an email. Oh, it's right here. Oh, I should have opened that. Well, yeah, why didn't you open it? Oh, I thought it was confirmation for my tickets. Jeremy, what was the email titled?
The email title was Headliner Change.
Yeah, every time. I thought it was confirmation.
We were confirming with you that the headliner has changed.
Yeah. And by the way, never had to say, did you check your spam folder? Never had to say, did you check something else other than your inbox? And every single time. Wait, what? The email? I can check email from my phone?
This is not just confirmation. The headliner has changed. Please open this email now. I just thought you were confirming.
But if that had happened, that would be understandable. Because all you're seeing in the headline is, this is not confirmation, .. Literally,
headliner
every
changed.
Time on the phone, headliner changed. There is no misinterpreting what is in the email. Well,
now, hold on a second. Now, what do you mean when you say headliner changed?
I thought that he ordered some chicken tenders and spilt the ranch on his shirt and therefore had to
change
the shirt.
Matt Bronner's actually transitioning.
Yes.
And,
Did you update the headliner section of your menu? Have you moved the wings? What headliner?
Last time I saw something change, it was from Netflix to tell me it was more money, and that made me mad. I didn't open change emails no more.
I love how they have the same strategy they have that I have in real life, was if I don't open the mail, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah. Nope. What are you talking about?
Not how my credit was completely ruined. Yeah.
Schrodinger's comic over here.
If I don't open the email, Matt Bronger will be there.
Sorry, this bill doesn't exist because I didn't look at it.
If they don't tell me Matt Bronner won't be there, he'll still be there.
It'd be like that German guy with the cat.
The only one to say who canceled and then continue to say his name like 8 times. That's fine. I wasn't going to mention who canceled. I just said we had to cancel it.
Oh, well.
I don't think it's a big deal.
He's coming back.
We love him. He's coming back.
And everyone was happy.
He had a TV appearance. Understandable.
We had a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, it was
reasonable
fine.
Enough that we can make fun of people for not opening an email. Yeah. None of the things are Matt's fault. No. It's you cannot account for user error.
He is literally the nicest human being on the planet.
He's the best.
And you deal with a lot of crazy emails in general, though.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. Yeah, 90% of my bitch is just everything we get asked is in the confirmation email we send them. And it's just like Kevin Nealon was just here. Amazing weekend. Anytime we have a big comic like that where we have a lot of new people to the comedy club, we just get an influx of the exact same emails. Like, what time do doors open? Do you have food? Everything that's already on the website. Like, which is fine. I love having new people at the club, and I love you. But sometimes it can be a little bit, like, crazy. Anytime there's rain in the forecast. Oh, not even God. A storm in the
Are
forecast.
Are you going to have shows?
Are you going to have shows? It's every, raining.
The
it's
other raining. Day, the other day, every 5 minutes, I got a phone call. Mm-hmm. Are the shows still happening? Yes.
Yes.
What's
yes.
happening? What's your alternative plan in case the shows don't happen? Well, they're happening.
They're happening. They're happening, man.
They're happening.
It's an indoor venue, yeah. and it's rain. Your comic's here, but dude. Yeah. He's going on.
Yeah.
We had people With show up gotcha. in one of the rainstorms. We had people show up, walk up to Tynan 10 minutes before the show, and go, "Hey, since the show's not going on tonight, can we reschedule the show?"
You're here.
The show's we're seating the room. Oh well, we didn't figure anyone would come, so we just wanted to see if the show was going to reschedule.
Well, you reschedule.
Came here. You came here to see that, but you didn't think people were going. To come.
Sir, you came.
Yeah. You're here.
You did it.
Surprise. Would you like your seats? You made it.
Ta-da!
No one's going to braid this. Do we turn on 6 or do we turn on 7?
Now, please close your umbrella and follow Sean to your seats.
Just come inside.
Yeah. And we are so glad you're here. Yeah. I love can we reschedule that? Like, hey, who do I talk to about getting a new date with this guy?
Yeah.
Also, with the Lawrence Club, it's even more ridiculous because they're like, well, what if the weather's real bad? What are we going to do?
It's everywhere.
You mean in the concrete basement that our club is in? Yeah. Yeah. We're in the safest room in the city.
Oh, there are no walls.
There's no windows. It's brick. I mean, it's
stone.
A stone.
Stone.
Basement.
There are walls.
What are you talking about?
Of a stone building.
Oh, yes.
That building's been there through a lot of rain.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that club was a World War II bomb shelter.
Yeah. It survived the bushwhackers. You think a tornado is going to take out this
Cue
building?
WWE theme music. comedy.
Lawrence was burned to the ground, and that building is still
there. It's still there.
Yeah, man, we're doing shows.
Yeah,
comedy exists in the rain.
Yeah, 100% in the rain, in the snow, everything.
The industry I grew up in is different on a lot of levels. On certain things like that. So like. Rain, snow, ice, didn't fucking matter. That show is going on.
Yeah.
Like, you're having a show. It just is what it is.
What are we going to do tonight? The show.
As a business owner, I have made adjustments to make it safer on occasion. Maybe we condense to one early show if we know it's going to start getting really bad. Or if it's real bad, but we're still... I mean, it's got to be real bad.
Yeah, it's got to be really bad. People start freaking out about the snow way too early in the forecast. As the person who answers the phone and emails, it'll be the show is Friday. It's Monday, and they're like, "It might snow Friday," and people are like, "What are you doing? Show's getting canceled, right?" And like the people, can I change my dates? Can I refund my tickets? It's like, let's wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, maybe you weatherman at home could just. Cool it off on the fear factor a little bit, huh?
I'm the opposite. Anytime I see the words Mageddon after something, I'm like, this ain't going to be shit. Nothing's going to happen now. So Mageddon, what did we get, like 2 inches and everyone flipped shit? It's like, you live here. This happens around this time
every year. Every year.
This is not new. It snows here.
I've had a comet cancel for weather that might happen and didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's weather, man. It happens.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes with a shh, but it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, and the influx of emails and phone calls when weather does happen is just...
I think, is it safe to say that like 45% of the emails or of phone calls are old people day of wondering what time the doors open, and then 45% are open micers with 10% of important things?
Yeah, probably.
And the open mic ones are fucking... They'll call anytime.
Oh, the open mic phone calls.
When's open mic? What time do I have to be there? Do you have open mic? Like, the amount of open mic, where if you just go to the website, you'll find all the answers you need.
It has all the information. Yeah. The open mic question. Is there a crowd? Sometimes.
It's not even a performance thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that's regular customers too. Like the amount of people.
Will people
that
be there?
Yeah. Well, who's on next week? Well, on our website, it'll show you, but it's this comic. Oh, your website has the comics that are going to be there this week? Why else would we have a website?
Oh.
Why? To just put our name on. Welcome to Comedy Club. That's it.
Address.
What is happening?
Come this way.
I get this exact phone call every Friday or Saturday night. Hey, you got something going on out there tonight?
And, on the 3 days that we're open? And, yes, we do.
Wording is so spot on. Yeah.
And then yes, we have so-and-so comic. Yeah. Are they funny?
Are they
every
funny?
Time? Are they funny?
Are they yes. funny?
No, we just book unfunny comics here. Yeah. Like,
and we don't even do shows. We bring not funny people in to do shows we don't do.
Are they funny? Yeah. Yes, they're funny. Well, who the fun? Oh, the one night Kyle Kinane was here. Someone goes, who's here? And I go, Kyle Kinane. He's one of the best comics around. And they go, is he Seth Rogen funny or Joe Rogan funny?
To be fair, that is a great stipulation. That is a great stipulation. That is a comedy-informed
The greatest
caller.
Phone call I've ever gotten, because I'm like, as if there's only two comedy camps. You're either Seth Rogan funny or Joe Rogan funny.
That's so good. It's the
Rogan scale of comedy we didn't know existed.
Where are you on the Rogan line?
He's Ronald. He's Ronald, man. Ronald.
Rogan? That was my favorite president, Ronald Rogan. We need to go back to the 80s where Rogan was president. Yeah, Rogan era economics is what we need to get back to.
Ronald Rogan.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Rogan Reagan.
Come on my podcast.
Ronald Rogan hated the poor, but in a fun way.
I didn't mind Ronald, but I had problems with Nancy. Nancy handled the HIV a little bit, and I did not like how Nancy Rogan handled HIV or DARE.
Ronald Rogan's trickle-down economics happened with jazz hands.
Remember when Ronald Rogan was on news radio? That was the Rogan I liked.
Yeah, that was a literal. I had so much fun telling Kyle Kinane that, because I was like, Kyle, I had the best phone call.
I also liked Hulk Rogan.
It's the Rogan scale of entertainment now. So stupid.
Oh, so dumb.
No, but yeah, that was a real phone call. It was great because
I love how loopy three comedy club people get at 10 in the morning.
There's coffee.
It's a.m. We are loopy.
That's amazing.
Customers are so funny. Because it's either the people calling about the weather or the ones that show up and are like, yes! Well, more people came! Hooray!
Or the people who don't show up. That's who I worry about. Who buys tickets and then doesn't come?
Dude, the amount.
It's like 10% every time.
About 10%, I would say, every time I work the box office.
My question is,
10% don't check in.
Where are they?
So the night of the thunderstorm this last week with Mike on our late night Friday show, we had two people on the books because of the thunderstorm. We ended up having four people in the show, and they were not the two people that were on the books.
Oh, my God.
We had four people walk into the show, and the two people who actually bought tickets did not show.
We just want to get out of the rain.
We just want to get out of the rain. We didn't know this was hate.
That's actually something we're great for here at the Comedy Club. We're great about getting out of the rain.
Yeah.
We don't care how high you come.
If there's one thing you can say about us, it is there's a roof.
I
That's actually going to be.
Ta-da! It's a roof.
We're going to put that quote on the website. The Comedy Club of Kansas City, there's a roof. That's the new slogan.
We'll replace
Guess
the calendar.
What we have.
We'll replace the calendar with that. You just click on the calendar, it just says there's a roof.
That's actually the new FAQ on the website. Do you have a roof? It's going to be the first one.
Roof and rum.
Roof and rum. That's what we got.
Do you have a roof? It's going to be added to the FAQ on the website.
We'll start a drink.
Rogan level comic.
We'll name a drink after the roof. We can call it the Rogan Roofie.
I'm pretty sure that one already exists somewhere.
No. Rogan the Roofie. Ronald Rogan Roofie. The Ronald Rogan Roofie.
Take this drink. Just take it and shut up for a few minutes.
Oh, my goodness. You said you had somebody sewing.
Somebody? No, sir. We had a group of 60-plus women, I think four God or five them. Of them, came to the show, bought premium tickets, came. That was the week of Irene, too.
So funny,
and, about 15 minutes into the feature act, I look, and they were crocheting throughout the entire show. One of them left with a blanket, but they did not bring it. And Irene got a pair of socks.
Dude, they just had a gorilla stitching
they
just bitch.
Straight up had, and to be honest, one of the things I would be less upset about discovering someone doing in the audience.
Oh.
They're quiet, they're paying attention, they're not making noise, and they're just doing this for an hour and a half. Bring the yarn, lady. I'll take one of the blankets. Yeah. That's really nice.
What was the comment card we got here about the hand job?
Someone said that our chairs weren't the adequate height to be able to get hand jobs under our tables.
See, that...
That's all was on a comment
that card. I need specifics. What are we talking? Too high? Too low? What we need to know, because we work for you.
So
we
when
can't
I
can't fix problems unless we know what the problem is.
That was
are.
A real comment card.
So you're right. When I hear the sewing and you say there's things I'd be more upset about, it makes me think of that comment card.
Yeah.
There's things.
Well, nothing worse in the middle of the set to hear.
Does that mean they
He's funny.
I mean, it sounds like they tried.
Yeah.
Oh no, they absolutely tried. That's why they wrote the comment. They were upset that
they were sewing the blanket efficiency. For them to cover themselves.
They were just. That's why they were making the socks.
So like, this
guy's about to come. He needs something to come into. Mary, make a pair of socks. Cross stitch is fine. Yeah, just incredible. Like, and the way that they walked out, dude. Like I was saying, I stand at the end of the hall. I say goodbye to every person who leaves. I thank them for coming, and I literally see them coming up, putting their sewing needles away. And I'm like, "Hey, ladies, I hope you had a good time. Thanks for coming in." And the woman literally caped a blanket around her. It was like, "We had a great time," and just walked out. Like, this bitch just magically appeared a shawl out of nowhere. What just happened?
That's the best. Now, so when you first saw them crocheting, the long needles, thicker yarn, long needle,
Well, they were not doing this. There were not elbows out. It was literally right here.
Oh, okay, just right.
So it's literally T-Rex arms. Right near the stomach. If they were doing this, if all of a sudden they're trying to fly out of the room, first of all, as it says on our website, we have a roof, so you can't do that. Second, if she's throwing elbows, then that's not good. You're distracting the room. But just this. And all of a sudden you have a nice pair of warm socks to leave the club with. I have no problem with that.
Zero. We've had so many weird things in the showroom, and we do not, no smoking, vaping.
Yeah.
We don't say knitting. So
it does not say no knitting in the showroom.
It doesn't. Did you for a minute at any point go, should I tell them to quit? Like there had to have been some kind of processing.
So I literally, I'm walking through the showroom. I go down the ramp to where the premium seating are. I'm looking at everyone. The feature is doing pretty well, and I'm like, okay, everyone seems happy. And literally, it was just, "Are you fucking knitting?" And it was more like looking around the tables to see like where the yarn was coming from. It was threat assessment at that point. I was like, "Are they making a mess? Are they making noise? Are people watching them knit?
Are they
laughing?
The answer
to all those questions was no. And they were engaged with the show. They laughed every time. They weren't talking to each other. They were focused on their thing and focused on the show. And at that point, I was like, fuck it. And we run the showrooms a little cold. That's genius. And be like, by the end of this, I'm going to be toasty as a motherfucker.
So do you think it was the air conditioning that caused them to?
No, I think they came. Found out later, Irene told me later that there was a person in New York at one of her shows who knitted, and she did a TikTok video of calling out the person that knitted. So now apparently randomly people will find that and show up to her shows and knit.
Oh, my God.
But quite frankly, I want to go to the sewing circles and be like, ladies, have I got a deal for you?
Yeah.
You can do this and hear dick jokes.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Hey, but what
let's
if
get them
we,
a promo code.
Yeah.
What if we just did a Stitch and Bitch comedy show?
I think it would be a great idea.
Like, we invite people to a specific show to come knit and laugh.
Yeah. Well, again, as long as and they were prepared. These were peak old retired white ladies. They weren't pulling stuff out. They had all their yarn in a bag. They were pulling the yarn out of the spools from the bag. They didn't make a mess.
Because don't like,
they
have
were ready.
They have events where people will go drink and paint or drink and sew.
Yeah.
So,
100%.
Right, and like public thing that they'll.
Yeah. I'm saying
like
publicly
a fun,
now, old white ladies, if you want to come to a comedy club show in Lawrence and knit, you are more than welcome.
What would be a good day to try that show?
Maybe Shelly Belly.
You mean daring a regular show?
Yeah.
I kind of meant like make it its own event.
Make it its own event?
Gotta be like.
We could try it on a Thursday where we don't have a comic, where we're just doing a Friday, Saturday.
We have one of those coming up. That might be a good idea.
How? Do we have at least a couple weeks for it?
A couple weeks, yeah. Bobcat's only Friday, Saturday.
So then we could just target the area for Stitches.
You have to find a headliner that could be compatible with it.
Andrea? No?
Maybe. I'm trying to think of the last time she headlined.
January?
Yeah, schedule-wise, she's on tour a lot, so we'll have to talk about this off the air.
Yeah. But I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea.
But, I think it's actually a great idea.
It's not the norm, but
I like trying new things. You guys did the... You guys did the drag brunch. Are you going to do another drag brunch?
I would do.
You would do another one?
Yeah.
Because I know the girls in Lawrence have been really harping about it.
Do them.
Okay.
Do it.
Cool.
People had a blast.
Now, if it rains, are you still going to
No,
put
we don't have a roof.
Oh, we have a... That's right. It's on the website.
Yeah.
It's the first answer on the FAQ.
We're actually getting rid of the roof.
Oh, shit. That's the whole thing.
It's for the summer.
Comedy Club, we lost the roof.
Still rain or shine, man.
We lost the roof. One thing...
It's in the parking lot.
One thing that I do feel like we have to address, because it's happened multiple times lately, is... people who want to bring their infant babies to comedy shows.
Wait, what?
Yes.
That's happened a couple of times. You just got to tell them no.
Yeah.
I hate doing that. I mean, look, I'll say this. You have a better chance of getting in with a baby than you do a child.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yes, I no. will not let. I'm a human. I've on occasion been like, okay, I'm going to sit you right by that door. And if your child makes one sound, you leave with it immediately.
Yeah.
We can't just calm it down in the showroom.
Yeah.
One sound and you got it. You cannot have it.
Well, it's also weighing that person's enjoyment against 250 other people.
And that's what I've told that I have been that dishonest. Like, you're in a room with 200 plus other people who a lot of them have spent money on child care to be here, not with children at a place where kids aren't allowed.
100%.
So it's not fair to them to put them in that situation either.
No one in that room is going to see a baby getting brought in a carrier and go, nitro's got better.
Yeah.
There's a baby here.
They're not going to leave either.
Yeah,
but they're gonna be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I showed up one day for the I was gonna work box or something, and Ryan, our bartender, was already here. And I walk in the door, and Ryan motions me over, and there's a man there arguing with him. And the man, Ryan goes, he's trying to bring his baby to the show tonight, and I said, absolutely not. And this man was by himself, And he go and he just he's like, show me where on your website it says you can't have a baby, and I showed him. And
it
then
says 13 yeah, and up yeah. on 7, 9:30 yeah. on late show. Yeah.
And then he's arguing I had to threaten to call the cops for him him to leave. The crazy thing is, he's like, I'm here with my baby alone. And his baby wasn't there, so he left his baby in the car.
What the fuck?
Yeah, to have no. this conversation.
Oh, the baby can't come in? All right, one, please.
I threatened
the baby will be fine. Baby will be fine.
My favorite
part. It's raining.
My favorite part of his argument was, he said, well, I can have my baby in the McDonald's. Why can't I have him in the comedy club? Which is not an equivalent place.
We're a nightclub, my man.
And then, so he leaves because I threatened to call the cops, and the club phone starts ringing, and he keeps calling, and he's calling from the parking lot because he hasn't been gone long enough, and he's calling, and our box office person answers the phone. I wasn't working box, and she answers the phone, and he's like, is Jeremy there? And she's like, yeah, and he's like, tell him he's a piece of shit.
They let my baby in the McDonald's. Why won't you let why did you put the ball pit in the comedy club if babies can't go?
He
in
called
here?
Four more times to the point where I had to get on the phone and be like, sir.
Thing I've ever
sir, and he's like, I'm gonna come back in there and I'm going to record this conversation with us. And I said, no, you are not. I said, if you come back in here, we're gonna call the cops. And then I blocked his phone number. He called four times after we made him leave. But it's just like He was clearly unstable to start with. He left his baby in the car to have this conversation, which is wild. But yeah, most interactions aren't that extreme. But yeah, there has been an influx of like calls and emails about having their infant, or small child in general.
Yeah,
you know,
Lawrence, we haven't had a lot of babies. Ours are more homeless people 3 hours before the show.
Just sitting out front?
No, just coming just walking in.
But we're not open.
Right. Well, the door's unlocked because we're setting up the show.
Gotcha.
We had one come in. I was in the back doing putting away the food truck and the liquor truck. And our bartender comes back and goes, hey, there's a woman out front who wanted to talk about maybe a special event. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I walk out and literally turned the corner and went, oh, okay. Clearly homeless.
Yeah.
Clearly homeless. And the event that she wanted to talk to me about was holding an event at the comedy club to let people know that laughing actually hurts people. So people laugh at me all the time and it hurts my feelings. So you guys should use your venue to tell people not to laugh at the comedy club.
We should
give. So I literally am like, okay, yep, sure, that sounds.
We should make him general manager of the next club.
Absolutely,
ideas like that.
That sounds great.
I want to hear on the.
And I said goodbye, and I was like, okay, thanks, take care. And she started walking down the bar, and I turned to Dakota, and she was like, I turned to our bartender, and she's like, oh, is the event? Does that sound like something we can do? And I just went, honey, that's a homeless person. And she went, what? Are you sure? And this woman at this point had wobbled over to the end of the bar where that big wall is and turned and pulled out the full shopping cart that she had pushed in.
Are you sure?
Take care. Hope you take my don't laugh at people symposium to heart. I gotta go pick up some cans.
Yeah, we
that's so funny.
Yeah, straight up pulled the cart out.
We get that occasionally.
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's
we get that occasionally here. We have a day where I'm here, you know, receiving deliveries all day, and you'll just get random like people will walk in, and sometimes they're like asking questions about the comedy club, and that's great. But I got guys walk in sometimes and I'm doing stuff. I'm working, sending emails, putting posts out, receiving deliveries, and all. Like a guy walk in and just be like, "I'm like, how can I help you?" And he's like, "Can I just look around?" I'm like, "No, like I'm just gonna let you wander the comedy club."
Yeah,
like yeah. Well, we're.
You want to show me the office?
Yeah, we've had so many college kids come in, and well, younger people, and be like, hey, we came because we know the show's 10 minutes out. We didn't want to pay for a ticket. Can we watch the last 10 minutes? No. What are you talking about? You did this on purpose and you want me to reward you for it? No. We have a second show. Man, we don't really want to pay for a ticket.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, bye. See you later.
Yeah. Have you tried to negotiate with them on like...
Oh, I've tried to sell them tickets to the second show. Yeah. You're like, we have a second show that's starting in 40 minutes. You guys can get tickets. And they're like, well, I don't know if we want to pay for a ticket. That's how this works.
Have you tried?
You think this roof is free?
Have you tried to do it in that moment? If it's slower, have you tried to do a 2-for-1 or something? Like, we can't teach people that.
No.
Yeah, we don't want to train people
to not show up late.
Correct.
That's terrible.
And
you're right. That's the best word is train people, yes. Too.
And the only time I'm hardline on it is once I've lit the headliner.
Yeah. Oh, I can't sell you anything. Yeah, it's not like you're having drinks.
At that point, you can't even in the system sell something.
Yeah, 100%.
So. How often does that happen?
Once a month.
Oh, okay. And it's usually a younger person?
Yeah. And they're drunk coming from one of the bars.
Yeah.
And they're just like, but I've had idiots not know when the show starts. That's completely different. These are people who are actively like, well, we want to see if the head, we want to see a couple yuck yucks, but we don't want to pay for a ticket. Well, that's how this works.
I wonder if I don't know. Like a late night, free, open mic-esque. You don't want.
I'd rather kill myself.
Run that kitchen.
Yeah, for a free show, that works great.
Well, how much late night food is down there? I love that
room. More than you think.
I love that room, by the way.
It's great.
Comics are loving that room.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite places to perform.
Yep.
I just, you can perform in front of,
the acoustics are great in it.
10 people in there, and it feels great. And you can perform in front of 100 people.
And it's just amazing. Banging. When it's full, that club is unlike any club I've ever been in my entire life.
The energy in there is
wild.
Is great, and just it gives comedy cellar vibes because you go, it's like basement, you go walk down into it, stone walls. Mm-hmm. It just, the energy in there is fantastic.
Yeah, every time I pull up, I'm like, God, I love this room.
It's so nice.
Yeah,
so come see a show at Lawrence.
We got who do we have now? Drew Dunn.
Drew Dunn
weekend?
Is this week, and next week is Joe Mackey.
Joe Mackey, yep. And then Jay Jordan, Shelley, and Bobcat.
Yep.
That's nice.
That's a nice lineup.
Yeah.
Just added Jay Jordan recently. And when I, Jay Jordan, I saw at the Fountain City Comedy Fest that
he's
a part of.
He's done Kansas City here.
He has, but I saw him more recently last year when he did the final show at the Comedy Festival. And when I tell you, and this is a consensus among every comic I talk to, he had one of the best sets I've ever seen in comedy, period.
Yeah.
He tore the place down. And when we announced him for Lawrence, the amount of comics that reached out who were there at the festival asking to open is more than any comic I've had.
Nice.
People he ripped it up. So if you haven't seen Jay Jordan, come see him in Lawrence because he's just phenomenal.
That was Rachel Scanlon's Friday show for me. Her Friday first show, she had a 75% standing ovation at the end of the show. It was one of those shows where she got off stage and was like, I cannot get anything from the tape that I recorded because literally everything I said just worked. It was one of those shows where you're like, I can't get notes from this because this is not going to be helpful.
Really fucking funny.
Yeah. Who's here this week, Jeremy? Who's in Kansas City?
Kansas City this week is Frankie Quinones. Lou Burger is here for one night only Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Trey Kennedy is a sold-out Wednesday here, so that's completely sold out. Lou Burger has some tickets left for Thursday for a one-nighter. Frankie's here Friday, Saturday. That's going to be a crazy
Adam
week.
Conover this month.
Adam Conover's...
Nick Thune, who I love. Nick so Thune. Fun.
Adam Conover's next week. Tony Vinn is coming back to KC. Friend of ours.
Is that a Wednesday?
Plus Tim Meadows, Harlan Williams on sale, Jeff Dye. I love having Harlan
Tony
back.
So much.
Tony Vinn?
Yeah.
Tony's going to be.
Tony's great. He's a KC guy.
Yeah. I wish that was a Wednesday show or something.
Yeah, it's
show,
a so Thursday.
Who do you have? Is that Joe?
Does he still do the cucumber joke?
I haven't seen Tony in a few years.
The guy who didn't realize he was gay for 20 years He's like, if you want to find out if you're gay, stick a cucumber up your ass and see if you giggle or cry.
Who's your Thursday that week?
That's next week.
Is that no? It's 2 weeks. Is that into?
That's next week, I think.
No, because next week's Lou Burger.
No, Lou Burger is this week on Thursday.
Oh,
so it'd be next week. Yeah. So it's Mackie.
Okay. Yeah, you probably.
Yeah, I gotta be there.
That's Joe's great.
Yeah,
Joe's
tell
great.
Tell Tony I say hello.
Joe Mackie was our, and he had already worked the club December 19, but he was the first comic to work our stage when we reopened after COVID.
Nice.
That is true.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Sam Tripoli the week after that, and his people showed up like there was no such thing as COVID.
Yeah, he'll be in Lawrence this year too.
Yeah, but Joe was the first comic back. First road comic.
Yeah.
So, like, we reopened mid-May with, like, I think Johan and Baldwin and, you know, and then first week of June, we're like, let's get some comics in here. And Joe is the first one in the door, man. I'll never forget that. He's like, hey, man, comedy's got to happen. I'm going to work. I'm going to happen with it.
Dude, you guys handled COVID better than I think any business that I personally was involved.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing anyways. Yeah. We were less than a year old. So, I've said I feel like I had to reopen this club like 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, we opened it and then got shut down and then reopened it for COVID. And then they moved to a curfew and you have to figure out how to run that club.
Yep.
And then it comes out of a pandemic and you have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was so wild. So, like, for one, I mean, we already weren't making money. We just paid off some suffocating debt like a month before we got shut down. We're like, hey, we did it. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. But so, I mean, there was in my head, I was like, okay, even if I don't reopen, I know that I did everything I could do. And this is not my fault. And I was successful in my journey, even if
COVID is shutting us down. We just got the roof installed. We just got the roof.
And the wildest part was having other club owners call me asking how we're doing it. Like, bro, you've been doing this 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a new thing though. Like, nobody had ever dealt with that.
Yeah.
I think we were one of the first clubs to start selling tables.
Yeah.
And I stand behind that statement because I learned that from nobody.
Yeah.
And people called me.
Such a smart decision.
I'm not going to say there wasn't another club, but I hadn't heard of it. And I had a few owners call me and ask me what we were doing. And the next thing I knew, all clubs were selling tables.
Right.
Right, and that's instead of buying a ticket and being forced to seat with people, we have 4 tops. So a sellout could have been like, you know, 90 to 117 people or something. Like, there was a weird fluctuation of, like, we're about half capacity. This is how many tables we have. They're so far apart.
Sure.
So we didn't sell single tickets.
Yep.
But we sold 2 tops, 3 tops, or 4 tops.
That's so smart.
And then, like... And then that was your table.
Yeah.
Right.
And it worked.
And it worked. And people felt comfortable with it.
And because there was a place where they felt comfortable and was open during that time, they flocked to it.
It also left math. If people had like a 5 or a 7, they could buy a 2-top and a 3 sure. top or a 4 and a 3.
Something. Yeah.
So
smart.
For parties.
You're goofballs.
You guys goofballs. This is fun. I think this is.
No, I had a blast.
And I do want to say, hey, we're here just having fun.
Yes.
I especially love and appreciate every single person who walks through these doors at both clubs.
100%.
And this is just for entertainment.
We could not do this without the customer base that we have.
And I wouldn't even attempt this if I didn't trust our relationship with our fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it comes very quickly and it comes very hard. We've been open 7 months in Lawrence, and we have 20 to 25 regulars that we know by name. There's a lady, I cannot remember her name off the top of my head now that I'm just completely ruining what I just said.
Like, no matter what, every week
she has come. Not only does she come every week, multiple weeks she has come multiple shows mm-hmm. and brought two other people with her.
Do they knit?
To the second show. She does not knit. I was hoping. Come on. Get them knitters in. I need new socks. It rained.
Yeah, no, and I know I can like complain about like the phone calls and emails, but I have such a we have regulars too here, yeah. and I have such a good relationship with our customers, and I enjoy helping people, and I know and am grateful for yeah. the fact that like comedy, like while I'm not full time performing, like comedy is my full time job.
Yeah,
I work in comedy full time, which is not something I ever thought could happen.
Me neither.
So it's amazing.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
What the hell? You know,
I quit for 4 years.
And I'm in a weird point in life, too, where it's like, I have a great staff. I don't have to be here all the time, but I'm here all the time because I don't know what else to do and with myself. And there's not much I'd rather do. I'm not a nightclub guy. I don't want to dance. No.
And that's the thing is like even nights where I don't have to be up here working because a lot of my job is done during the day so I don't have to be here unless I'm filling in somewhere. I end up here because like I'm friends with my coworkers.
Mine's I enjoy both.
Being around the club or I'll head to Lawrence and hang out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just this is like my home away from home.
Yeah. Very family environment.
Yeah.
And most of the people that we've been talking about are kind of ripping on aren't customers. That's what's funny about it.
But
a lot of them are like, can I bring a baby in? That is not a customer. Well, that's a dude who left a baby in a Buick to figure out if he could have a beer.
But the lady who didn't get the email, who didn't...
That's funny, though.
It is funny. Yes. It is a customer. I mean, look, even the weekend of Lopez when we... literally emailed and called every single, we had not much, many, but there was two or three couples who showed up and one was really funny. Cause it was, he was like, we didn't get the, I remember standing in the side hallway over by the bathrooms. It was a guy and his wife or something. And he's like, nobody told us. I'm like, sir, we emailed and called everybody today. And he looked at his wife and she goes,
you're calling from nine.
He was just like,
we're calling from 9 a.m.
Then they left, and the next guy came up and be like, "Hey, I saw on your website you have a roof."
Yeah. 9 a.m. and
that's where George is.
That's where George is. He's on the roof.
The last phone call went out at 6:30 p.m. A half hour before the church, but we had already called that day shows already. It was crazy. It was
guy like, after him's like, now is he George Lopez funny or Mario Lopez funny?
You know what I really thought was special and what came out of that Lopez week too. I mean, he is rescheduled. He is coming first week or August 7th, 8th or something. Mm-hmm. And that Friday, I mean, dude, it's such a wild position to be in. You have like this whole house.
Yeah.
Take the rent and the bills and take all that. Take my expenses out of it.
Yeah.
I have an entire staff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the ones who aren't hourly, which is a lot, they have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Also, if there's no tickets, I'm cutting cooks. I'm running salary employees only.
100%. Like,
whatever it is. And we started with zero. We had zero, and I'm like, I don't
know what to do.
So we invited people. It's like, hey, let's just do a local showcase. We invited everybody that we sent an email out for that.
Yeah.
And everybody we called, we said, hey, if you still want to come out for comedy, for the trouble, we're going to, right?
Yeah.
We have this going on tonight. Yep. Your tickets will still move. Still come have a lap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because we didn't reschedule it. It's completely out of our hands.
Yeah.
Starting from zero tickets Friday morning, we saw over 550 people that weekend.
Yeah.
Which, for local
shout
comedy.
Out to the scene that you guys have. Helped cultivate too. The Casey scene,
the lineup,
and the phone calls, motherfucker. The phone calls.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
But no, yeah.
The whole picture.
Yeah.
And the thing that I was most proud of is we booked a local showcase, a great lineup, and people were leaving that show like it was such a strong show. People
having so much fun.
Customers left that show being like, Kansas City is funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the comics here are crazy good. We still have our George Lopez tickets for later, but I still had an amazing
night.
And
they left
tonight
with a new respect for the quality of comedians of Kansas City.
Well, you guys have done that all the time. You guys do local shows that do really well. You have the Rumble Mouth shows. You have the mic is still the probably the best mic in the city. Like it, you guys have cultivated that scene incredibly well.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I left and the scene blew up. I will take that as a note on myself.
You're finally getting guest spots from comics in Lawrence.
Yeah.
Some growth, because it does take time. It takes, people don't realize it, but like to cultivate, just to get your first crop, when you're starting from zero in a new city, it takes time. People just can't write 3 minutes and come out and do three. They have to like work for
it. I look for a solid minute.
Is that all?
That's what I look for. Right now, that's what I'm looking for. Can you get laughs for a minute? Because then we can grow on that.
Consistently.
If you eat it for 5 minutes, because we do five out there.
Right.
If you eat it for the full 5 minutes, you're eating it for the full 5 minutes. Right. But if I can see a minute to two actual craft, of actual laughs, that's when I get excited. That's when I'm like, okay, cool. I can work with that. And that's when I'll actively pull up and be like, hey, this is really good. Work on this. When you're on stage and you grab the microphone, move the microphone behind you. The basic stage part of it.
Right.
But I have to see some ability before I get to
that.
And
the house is watching.
Yeah.
And that's the thing for me is like, as you know, I work with Dustin to book the local comics. So I try to keep my thumb on like who's doing well. And I'm here at our open mic here a lot. But having Sean out there, because it's like, it's the best of both worlds. Like when I started comedy here in Kansas City, Sean was working at the Improv regularly. So I known him the whole time I did comedy, and I can trust his comedic opinion. So I can be like, I can send a guest spot out to Sean, one of our younger comics who wants to do a guest spot, and I can call Sean and be like, how did they do? And get good feedback and know that he's going to pull them aside after and coach them up. And so it's really valuable for developing on our comics, even in Kansas City, because we're sending some of our KC comics out there to do guest spots regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did everything. This is great. I love this. We'll do this.
Yeah. It's a blast.
It's fun.
This is a lot of fun.
I like just talking to you guys.
Yeah. And we'll keep an eye out for your emails. If there's anything you'd like us to, we should have a way for them to communicate with the show, right?
100%.
If they have questions or what do we want to take from them? Questions?
Questions.
If you have questions for the house that you'd like us to answer here, we'll be recording this again. I think right now the plan is bi-weekly recording. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's a good starting point for that.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That could be a great place to send the angry people. It's like, oh, you're mad that we wouldn't let your baby come in? Send that at the comedy club.
Email us.
The comedy club podcast.
Email us with subject house pod.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever you'd like to say or ask this show, just email us with email standup@thecomedyclubkc.com. And put in the subject line, put house pod.
Absolutely.
My baby heard on the podcast you brought us up. I'm very upset about it.
Be upset, my friend.
We will read this email.
This is our podcast. you're in our life, all right? You can't come to... See, that's what I love about this industry is I don't have to put up with their bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I want every single person to stay, but I am not going to deal with some drunk, entitled bullshit. Nor do we have to.
An $18 ticket does not entitle you to hold us hostage.
Dude, we have legit celebrity behind that fucking stage wall.
Yes.
Right? I got 250 people per show, 20 staff. I don't have time. We don't have time.
To deal with your bullshit.
To deal with your bullshit. Yeah. So don't come to the comedy club getting fucking lippy with the server or grabby or fucking thinking you're owed something. Just be cool, man. Yeah. Be cool, bitch, yeah. as they say in Pulp Fiction. Be love cool,
it.
Bitch.
Love it.
There's a door, bitch.
And you gotta pay for it. Yeah. But we want everybody. I have my staff, and I will just stand there myself and do it. When people leave, I stand there and thank every single person.
Every time.
Because I mean it.
Yep.
Because we wouldn't be here without them.
100%.
But while you're here, be cool, bitch.
Yeah.
But if you're walking out and we're saying thank you, you're cool.
Yeah, you're cool. Yeah.
You're cool. And that's most of you. Most of them are cool.
Yeah. Made me a blanket? Yeah. That's so sweet.
But for the couple that pop up that aren't being cool, bitch, we're probably going to talk about you in the house podcast.
We're
going to
laugh about your baby.
We're just going to make it. Yeah. All right. So, come out. Go to the Comedy Club KC, the Comedy Club LFK.
Yep.
And that's socials, website, everything. Go see a show in Lawrence. Go support. Come to Kansas City. Whatever you want to do. Tell your friends. Have a laugh. For Sean, for Jeremy. Jeremy, what's your social?
Just Jeremy Smith Comedy on Instagram. TikTok, too, but mainly Instagram. Jeremy Smith Comedy. Give me a follow.
And you follow the club at the Comedy Club KC. I'm at Laugh Dustin Kaufman. And at the
Comedy Club LFK.
All right, bye. Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you.